you see a set of enormous double doors before you. The finely polished mahogany seems more ancient than time itself. From top to bottom, the door panels are covered in carvings of human exploration and endeavor. You reach out and run your fingers along the aged wood, tracing the smooth edges carved centuries ago. They depict a path leading to a dense jungle. Eventually, the jungle thins out and falls away to make room for grass-covered pastures where herd animals graze freely. On the next panel, protective walls encircle a vast ancient city. Among rounded homes, artisans shape wood, metal, ivory, and soapstone into miniature works of art. You turn your gaze towards the tarnished brass handle of the door. With a gentle push, the door swings open slowly, emitting a soft creak. You step forward into the grand foyer of a marvelous library. The floor is a checkerboard of shiny green and white marble tiles. A chandelier hangs above, somewhere between you and the lofty vaulted ceiling. A million bits of crystal twinkle in the candlelight. At the other side of the foyer, between two curving staircases, you see a sign. The tap of your feet echoes softly as you step closer to read the shimmering gold script. Welcome to the Library of Time. Only the most curious souls can find their way here. Each and every book connects to a different time and place. While in the past, you will neither be seen nor heard. You cannot change the past after all. You can only learn from it. And learn you shall. Intrigued, you turn and enter the library. Bookshelves stretch out in rows for as far as you can see. The shelves are made of the same dark mahogany as the library doors. You step between two aisles. The shelves are taller than you, but every book is within reach. Polished white marble columns stand at intervals between each row. You pass several columns before stopping. As you scan the shelf, one book catches your eye. The binding has a vivid leopard print with gold brackets at the corners. You slide the book down from the shelf. Embedded in the center of the cover is a soapstone medallion carved with the image of a bird of prey. Below the medallion is a date, 1209. You tuck the book under one arm and walk towards a cozy sitting area nearby. you find a comfortable armchair upholstered with a cool jungle green fabric. Next to it is a side table carved from a single piece of wood. The legs are shaped like braided vine, holding the tabletop aloft. A simple lamp with a green shade sits on top. You sit in a chair and close your eyes, feeling the warmth of the light from the reading lamp. You take a deep breath, enjoying the smell of old books, and sink down into the chair. You open your eyes and run your fingers over the medallion, the cover of the book. The spine of the book creaks as you open it and begin reading. In modern-day Zimbabwe, lay the ruins of the medieval kingdom of Zimbabwe. The ruins of this once dominant kingdom stretch out over a vast and varied landscape in southern Africa. The capital city, known as Great Zimbabwe, was built and inhabited between the 9th and 16th centuries. Great Zimbabwe pushed the boundaries of human civilization at the time.